Don't have number?
Huh? Number one.
Allah. Okay. No, don't you? That's not the one. 치와 미타과 세디다 곰바이나 아니시다 벤유카리에메 가즈시와나 치와 미타과 세디 마고바이나 아니 냐바카리에메 라바 가즈 시바나 시레 다 돌토나 아니 치와 미타과 세디 곰바이나 아니지 탐제 또 람 탐제 냠네 탐제 주 융투베시 라바 야와 마부투투에 어디데 잡으려면 다 치와 미타과 세디 마고바이나 아니 야와 비타부투무다 다 가드이나 다 디베 미케 레지니스 디 솔로 트레기 냥가 용거레스 어디 숨아레
so on what are the benefits of cultivating a mindfulness of our death and impermanence then what are the faults of not cultivating a mindfulness of our death and impermanence so as we have already seen in the text So in short, if we cultivate a mindfulness of our death and impermanence, then this cultivation opens up all the other paths. It makes us to be able to practice and all those, to actualize and those paths. Yeah. So if we do not, then whatever virtue we create will be... be of good quality. On the other hand, if we do not cultivate the mindfulness of our death and our impermanence, then whatever virtue we create does not become good, does not become ideal, and also we tend to continuously accumulate negativities.
Yeah.
So of all the people are gathered here in this hall, there are some who are learning the Lamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment for the first time. You may be hearing this topic on death and impermanence for the very first time. Whilst there are others who have already heard such an explanation before. So there's a wide range of students here. So for those of you who are hearing this for the first time, then please pay attention and listen well and try to understand what is being said. And for those of you who have already heard the teachings on death and impermanence before, then you should bring it up to the next level. You should reflect on this what is being said, and basically you should use your intelligence. You should apply the force of your intelligence together with logic and reasoning to arrive at a definite ascertainment of this topic, to produce that certainty in your heart regarding this topic. And for those of you who have really gained an ascertainment of this topic, then this is the time now to meditate, to familiarize yourself with what you have ascertained.
What in the Risha? What was in Kazan, Kazashuana Shire, that got this Chua Mitabo Compoia, Sunga, that Chua Mitabo Comedy Candesina, Tandani, that's all that Chua Mitabo Comedilla, that Anichi Kazashuana Shire, that Jinzen Gui Tone, Anichua Mitabo Comedy, but Tinane Kazanzuta, that never Chua Samba Sela, that Jinzen Sumi Venane, that Jinzen Tamboni.
So how are we supposed to cultivate a mindfulness of death? We are supposed to contemplate and cultivate this by way of the nine reasons. Okay? And in the last lesson, we started with the first section, which is the contemplation that that we are definitely going to die. Death is certain. And this outline has three reasons to support it. And of the three reasons, we have finished with the first two.
What is it? That's the Tambunit, Chua Nabar, Chua said in Yabad Yungor, Jim Kanji and Doctor Yomaris, Junzin Tinez and Samotaya, and Junzin Yabadi, and it's Selen, Nimbe Yomaris. Never tells them the masses and it's going to debate the parmachet of the young days. What in the day, Tony, that never chua, that never chua, never is what in the any summer time.
So, briefly to go through the two reasons. So, the first reason is that we will definitely die. It is something that cannot be avoided. Why? Because there is nothing out there that can enable us to overcome death. And there are no conditions whatsoever within our means to overcome death. So that makes us definitely going to die. So the second reason is that our lifespan is something that cannot be extended. not only can it not be extended, but it is constantly diminishing.
그러고 제가 다 몸 쉬고 오면 돼. 변화. 세는 넘어야 말았어. 뒤에 밤아지도 말았어. 뒤집 보 섬나 상나 하는 거 갖고 왔다. 섬나 고저 태도 신고도 사실 그런 섬 담바이나. 그러고 변화 로자 등에 로지주 등에 지나. 딱고 틸레링도 대매 바래. 고다 세디 안고 니레 니레나 까만까만 세도 해. 근데 섬나 담도 가나. 딱고 최치에게 섬로지 남비용 도구로 가서 섬나 약보시 그렇더나.
So sometimes we really don't have to think about too many things. No? Just thinking about the actual outline itself, the reason itself is enough. Yeah. For example, the second reason that shows how why death is certain is that our lifespan cannot be extended. Yeah, isn't it? And on top of that, it is constantly diminishing. Yeah, basically moving closer to death with each and every single day, hour, minute, and second. So if we think, contemplate on even just and this small little point, and contemplate it well, your heart does move. Yeah, you do get a kind of an insight.
What in the shot? Didn't matter, somebody did a shot.
So the third reason is that the contemplation of the certainty of death, such that even while you are alive, there is little time for practice.
어떻게니? 다 요한 집안이 말해, 다 공당의 성만 신래. 그래서나 담주 지주 맛에 니슈 탁스다 배는 먼저 다 노진주 지주지 등해지나 따르배자 담배 취업하는 지주 맛 맛에 맞춰서 로 니슈지 독신이 먼저 세줘야지 그러봐 디네 차도에 디네 마 안에 찍다 다 제도 제도 니슈 탁스 다 돈다니 다 최최지 삼무 코르비지네 다 최지 지국도 다 약보지 지국도 다 지고 지고 삼지 딘대징 안에 다 론슈하수지 다 딘데간 쪼대지 다 딘데마 다 타마 제베 냐갑라 다 론슈 숨주지 다 제베 냐갑라 다 다 약부 최체 쇼피 타고지 지지랑 마송스 딘데기 삼로지 장체 독신이 다 코르네스 다 미스 쪼대지 딘데 다 치도가나 다 가서 왔다 뭐네 다 교바단 제지 치고 해지 다 미스 코랑 동바로시다 어떤데 차대기 아래서 다 공단상에다 공단을 모셔 숨어 집어냈다.
So this third reason, why is our death certain? So it is certain because even while we are alive, you know, there is a little time for our practice. So as the great Kuntang Rinpoche said, you know, for the first 20 odd years of our life. We did not get to practice the Dharma. Then for the next 20 odd years, we spend the next 20 odd years thinking to practice the Dharma. One has the interest, but one is kind of like thinking, oh yeah, I will do it one day, I will do it. So one spends the 20 odd years like that. Then when we reach the next 20 odd years, then we look back at our lives, and then we feel that I did not get a good opportunity really to practice the Dharma well, no? And one spends these last 20 odd years feeling like this, no? And then at the end of life, then one has to go, one has to die. With such a regret in the heart. Yeah.
어떻게니? 다들 배신당한 저, 다들 다다당한 저, 만족이 다 지당대 다다 숭고해. 다다 나면서 장마한테 차지해. 단다, 그러와 배신 다 단다 숭만한지 차지해. 단다 영보한다.
So what Kongdang Rinpoche said is basically a description of our situation. All of us. Are like that. He is basically describing all our lives. Yeah.
된다. 단 로자지 대비 온도 땅나양. 다 최약보 지주 많아지. 뢰시 차듯이 다다다 와. 그러나 로 진대지 대비 온도 땅나양. 최친의 지롱 최약보 주변 주주 말해 보고네. 다 녀버 치고 해지 숨고요래.
So even if we are destined to live for 100 years, but still our life will turn out to be the one that Kuntang Rinpoche described, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So we have to die. Even you may live for a long, you may live a long life, but still one will go with these regrets. Oh, I didn't get to practice the Dharma. I didn't get to practice the Dharma well. So if we think about this, for the first, usually most people for the first 20 odd years of their lives, people don't think of practicing. People never think of practicing the Dharma. And then you look at what about the latter years, the remaining years of one's life, when one is pretty old, So by that time, one's physical and mental faculties would have deteriorated, such that even if you wish to practice, you're not really able to do it, because your body is it's like a burden. Then your mind is not as sharp as before. Your memory is not as good as before. No? So the only real time left to do any real practice is during the good years, yeah, in the middle part of one's life, isn't it? Yeah. But if you look at the vast majority of us, the vast majority of people, half of that time is already spent in sleeping, and then whatever time that one has left, one may have an interest to practice the teachings, but you meet with perhaps all sorts of difficulties and obstacles. You get sick, and then there's spirit harms, so all kinds of different kind of obstacles. Yeah. So in that sense, if you think about it, there's really not much time left. Yeah, to practice. Yeah.
So if
this is the story of our life, then so basically we're gonna end that story having to die without having practiced the Dharma. Yeah. So by reflecting on these three reasons, then we come to gain a certainty of the fact that in the heart that we're definitely going to die. Yeah. And once you reach this kind of certainty, a feeling in your heart, then what should one do, basically? So If we feel that at the end of this reflection that death is definitely going to happen to us, we're definitely going to die, then we must make the first decision. And what is that? Therefore, I must practice the Dharma. Yeah, so that's the first decision.
Yeah.
So on page 54, yeah. So there, the you make the first decision, the decision to practice the Dharma. Okay. So just read from an alternate translation. This being the case, the wonders of this life will be mere memories at the time of death, like waking up and remembering the pleasurable experiences in a single dream. Think, if the enemy, death, is surely approaching and cannot be stopped, why should I delight in the delusions of this life? Then decide that you must practice the teachings and make many heartfelt pledges to do so. As the Garden of Birth story says, alas, afflicted and worldly persons, I do not like unstable things. Even this glorious white water lily will become a memory.
So
by reflecting on these three reasons, one should arrive at the conclusion that, you know, in the heart that death will definitely happen to us. Yeah, I'll definitely die. Yeah. So if that kind of conclusion arises in the heart, then what should we do next? Yeah. So the only thing that's left to do, you know, is to make the generate the determination, the first decision, to practice the Dharma. Yeah, I must practice the Dharma. So that is the contemplation that death is certain. So the next one, the contemplation that the time of death is uncertain. And it's like before, again, there are three reasons to think about, yeah, in order to generate this realization that our time of death is uncertain. So although it's certain that we are definitely going to die, but as to when that will happen to us is a question mark. So there's no guarantee, there's no certainty with regards to our time of death. Yeah. And there are three reasons that we're supposed to think about.
Yeah.
So there are three reasons to think about in order to understand, in order to generate the understanding that the time of our death is uncertain. So what are the three reasons? So the first one is The lifespan in this world is uncertain. Number two, the causes of death are very many, and the causes of life are few. And then the third reason is that our body is very fragile. So these are the three reasons that proves and helps us to understand why our time of death is uncertain.
어떻게네? 다른데서나 땅에서 직방 다 링시 어떤데 송구요래? 제가 링시 송구요장 저 안에서 빼나 장대민이었어. 근데 이제나 곧 새로 녀바이 말이야. 그렇다면 녀바 근데 이제 왜나? 다 로동다 찍었다. 로동식 배제 타고 남이게 판반나신 판반나신 다 로동 대발 녀에 다시 다 로바보노 그랬어.
방황주
패션 다 데려가와 있나? 곧 패션 제 패션 망치지 네트워크 다 진도 가서 되거든요. 다 배당 납장 납자스 진데 승부요래. 롱 납자지 패션 대 패션 얘기요래. 이나야 다 데라 패션 야와래. 나 가시 많이 와 용 시발 응그래 승하시래. 왔다 사퍼도 다 먼저 점블링 받대라. 다 돈다 인다. 아니 지금 세 많이 와랬어다. 그러와.
So the time of our death is uncertain. Why? The first reason, the lifespan in this world of ours is not definite. Yeah, it's uncertain. So according to Buddhist cosmology, we talk about the different world systems, the different continents. Yeah, we are on the southern continent, Jambuvipa. Yeah, we are on the southern continent. Yeah. So then there is the Uttara Kuru continent, which is the northern continent. Yeah. I think of it as some different world systems. So it's said that the human beings are living in the northern continent. They have a definite lifespan of 1,000 years. So if one is born as a human being in the northern continent, you're definitely going to live 1,000 years. Yeah. So we are in the southern continent, okay? Then what about the eastern and the western continent, the other world systems? So it is said that in general, the human beings in those two world systems have an average lifespan of about 500 years. And it is almost certain that they will live out their full lifespan, although it is possible that some of them may die before 500 years, yeah. But in general, it is said that they're almost certain to live for 500 years. Yeah. So then, what about the human beings in our world, which is referred to as the southern continent, yeah, Jambuvipa, yeah. It is said that our lifespan is highly uncertain. There's no definite lifespan, so to speak. Yeah.
Oh, that did not so much. Yes, that got when I go. Lot tongda mangbo de tonghe, ani zambaling be mi yungu yore. Yang ka tamatama lojuma to madenghe yungu yore. Inai ti nangla yang, rungbo tinde yungu re tongdo lojuma to ne tinde yungu yore. Inai ti parla, ta yamba tong shunbe kebar miyawa che. Ta ko jengko sen che la she, shunba se ta nye, a yurung de zang jengko nye la she ki, ani she tiye kebar miyawa che. Ruwa ta zambaling be tse la, tanga zo, nyeba miyawa re sati sungu yore.
So if you look at the lifespan of the human beings in this world of ours, there are people who live for 100 years and who live beyond 100 years. Yeah. But there are people who die as young as 10. So the range is pretty big. Yeah. So it's not guaranteed that you only die when you are older, you know. So there are people who die before, the many young people who die, you know, and then the many old people who are still hanging around you. So there's no a fixed lifespan, so to speak.
So
if you look at our present era, considering that this is the time of Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings, yeah. The founder of the teachings in this era is Buddha. But where is Buddha now? Buddha is gone, isn't it? Yeah. So numberless great masters, scholars, and practitioners have come after the Buddha, like Nagarjuna and so forth. Many great Indian scholars and masters. Where are they now? All of them are dead. Yeah, they're no longer here. So likewise, in Tibet, there were many, many great practitioners, masters, and scholars as well. Yeah? But all of them, only their mere name remains with us. Yeah? And if you look at our contemporaries and people of our generation, there are many virtuous friends, many teachers, and so forth. But a lot of them are already not around. Yeah, if you see them dying, you hear of them dying, isn't it? Yeah.
What did they? That guy, now, here, so so, chow, that yeah, bing, bing, jia. What did they? Mang, can they some down by now? That mang, che ji, that sell it. What did they? Check it out. That don't know. Did they? That go, caso. Did they? Some look horrible. Then, that lose it. Check it out. That ngarang, that now, here, that. That nam, nam, she, that, lao, nam, she, caso.
If you look at our, your own friends, relatives, and loved ones of this life, how many of them have already departed? Yeah. So, by thinking of these various examples, we should realize that we are exactly in the same situation as them. That will happen. Whatever happened to all these people will definitely happen to us. You know, we are definitely going to die. And on top of that, there's no real guarantee as to when that will happen.
Yeah.
So, although we see our contemporaries dying, whether it's our loved ones, relatives, friends, colleagues, and whatever you are, basically, we see all these people dying, but then, but our hearts are not moved, yeah. Although we see so many people dying, but we never ever think that that will happen to us as well. Yeah? We don't have that feeling in the heart. Yeah? So the mind is really very stubborn.
So,
even when we think about death, at the end of our conclusion, we get this feeling that other people are dying and they're definitely going to die, but we never ever feel that. We never ever arrive at the conclusion for ourselves, for our own impending death.
Yeah. 티 균제는 신에 랑 치원 해봤습니다. 틴데기 단 영화지 소설로 고개야 된다.
So the point about using others as an example, you know, how others are dying or have already died. You know, the point is to relate that example to our own existence, our own situation, and then learn from it. And tell ourselves that, you know, the things that have already happened to others will definitely happen to us. Yeah, okay, that's the point. There's no real benefit in just looking at how other people are dying. Oh, this person is dying, that person is dying, or the person is dead. You know, that itself has no real benefit. Yeah.
No, what interesting. o 데 i 네 d 네 마 a 니 i 단 i 바 e 바 e 아 a 소 i 다 a t i 신도 a 왔어 a 손 a 신도 a 왔어 어 i 데 a 통해 a 남친 i 에서 a
So the next reason is contemplating that the causes of death are very many and the causes of life few. And through reflecting on this reason, then we should come to understand howthe time of our death is uncertain.
Yeah. So
So there are many conditions for death. Yeah. So you know we get interferences from human beings. So there are human beings who may harm our life, and we may also receive harm from non-humans. Yeah. So non-humans includes many beings such as worldly gods. Nagas, the landlord spirits, and so forth. Even in terms of insects, they can harm our lives. You know, insects and animals, insects, germs, and what have you.
No, ta kana shire. Ta tondai ni ta karsore ta. Ta ngazu chiwe ke mangbu jung hai. Ta kana shi ani chik ta ta ne da me da yong hai ta ro. So so the net down and the young. That Tagana Shin, that Chi Juma, such melon, or Tindigita, Juma, she and Chiqua Dam and the young Tindigitone, Rangi Lutos, Chi to head.
There are also many different kinds of sicknesses, diseases that can cause us to die. We also receive harms from the four elements, yeah, earth, water, fire, and wind, and these harms can take our life away from us. So our body is made up of, constituted by the four elements, earth, water, fire, and wind. So when the elements of our body are balanced, then we feel at ease, we feel good, healthy. But if the four elements are imbalanced, where some are in excess or some are are deficient, then we develop different kinds of sicknesses. Yeah. And in some of these, I think that says do take away the lives of people, isn't it? Yeah. So actually, the dangers, no, are already innately present within us. No, it's not as if they're outside of us. No. The very thing that can take our life away is present right in us. No. We have the causes of death right there. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, we may get the idea that, oh, we, you know, we are very healthy. You know, you feel, oh, your body is quite tough. You know, look at it, very strong and healthy and what have you. You know, impenetrable, perhaps. You know. although, and this is what we think. Yeah, and then at those times we think, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not going to die. Yeah. But this is just not thinking about things well. You know, so it's very superficial. Yeah. So if you really think about things going to, you know, think about the situation of our body, how our body is constituted by the four elements. As soon as we meet with any unfavorable condition, and once the elements are out of place, in balance, then we will start to experience our problems.
Yeah.
So, as Nagarjuna said in his precious garland, you dwell among the causes of death, like a butter lamb standing in a strong breeze.
So
if you put a butter lamb out in the open and then there is a strong wind blowing from all directions, you really do not know how long the butter lamb is going to last, isn't it? Yeah, there's no way of telling you. So likewise, here where there are so many external conditions for us to die, and internal conditions as well, there's really no way of telling when we will die. Yeah?
So
as I said in the friend so since life is headed towards death, the conditions for life would offer no security, even if they were numerous. The precious garland says, the causes of death are many, those of staying alive, few. These two become causes of death. Thus, always practice the teaching.
So
there are many causes and conditions for dying. And furthermore, those even the conditions that will usually sustain life, they are necessary for sustaining life. Even sometimes, you know, those conditions may turn out to be a causes of our death. Yeah. Even sometimes food can cause us to die. Food is something that sustains life, isn't it? But sometimes people die from food. People die from medicines. Yeah.
What tin days in that on dining? What tin days that on that in the summertime, sir? That's when you're mamas. Cassa. Chicken mama. That's when you're swimming. You know what tin day tane? That tin day some tane, that numchin. Cut the chimachi, the never never is. What tin day shita? Some cobweb.
And so by reflecting on how the causes of death are many and the causes of life few, then one should then come to understand how the time of death is really uncertain.
What in the shat tinema does somebody trisha karasorta lushin to nyamchun eh? Tanamshin yaba mebas, what is some answer?
So the third reason, the contemplation that the time of death is uncertain because the body is very fragile.
What is one shot? That and that Lu Chi water, Shindu Yam Chun, Nobachum, Migova, Selma Suba, Tabu Rejang, Nedon, so Zim, so Jigbena, Chicken Tamjig, Shumbayan, Shindu Lattes, Shitting the Satan Rumbo, Jasuni Matin, Bio Save, Lucent Dajan, Tawayan, Lubra Mijuna, Shindu Yam, Middle, Magic Salusia, so sortiness.
So your body is very fragile, like a water bubble. Therefore, it does not take much damage to destroy it. Your life could be taken even by something that you only imagine to be harmful, like being pricked by a thorn. Hence, you can very easily be overcome by any of the causes of death. The friendly letter says, if not even ash will remain when the physical world, the earth, Mount Meru, and the seas is burned up by seven blazing suns. What need is there to mention humans who are so very frail?
This one. That in this, that on that. Tindeshine, that on the Jinjasum, some tongue betane, that the Namchinia Mesa, Tindegatone, that Tacho Yunghe, that Chu Tadani Chu Chikutus, that Namchinia Menza, that Tadani Chu Chikutus, or Tindegata, Tacho Yunghe, Tijela.
After concluding that the time of death is indeed uncertain because of these three reasons, then one. Then should make the second decision or the second decision, which is I must practice the Dharma from now. Yeah.
What in the Swan Tinema, the Swan Tirada, and the Shri Jagata Mites, Sadachida, Yerbulus, Nemekumi, Denebas, Dinsen, Nimbolans, Naji Kubichi Mekis, Kanche, Manakanche, Naga Kusona.
So after you have reflected in this way, you should resolve that since there is no certainty as to when the Lord of Death will destroy your body and life, you will practice the teaching right now, without assuming that you still have time. So make this pledge many times from the depths of your heart. So the letter to Kanishka says, the Lord of the quotation from Sri Jagan Mitrananda. Lord of the earth, while this borrowed body is still healthy, without sickness or deterioration, take full advantage of it, acting in order to end your fear of sickness, death, and deterioration. Once sickness, aging, deterioration, and the like occur, you might remember to practice, but what can you do then?
What 먼저 다가난시 지켜야래 단단히 수많은 시에 배낭아서 루 탕부유 아니지 내면 연고 맞죠 탕부유도 가나 아니다 아니 봐 치장 치시다 치수 치긴시다 치 제라 치긴 치장 치대시 먼저 차디기요래 그러고 다 치수 아니 내당 내 뜻이죠 아니 지 제시 고바 차이도 가나 다 시내 다 최시해지 튕기요래 어디들 전반이나 시작을 했어. 어디 숨겨야 제자다 탕부 루 탕부다 내 매배 갑라 아니 영부 농고 그랬어. 떠납셔 숨해 말이야.
So this piece of advice here is very important. It's something that we must keep to heart, yeah. Because that the quotation we've just read out, yeah. It's basically a description of our situation, yeah, isn't it, yeah. And most people are like this, isn't it? When everything is going well, they're happy, their body is healthy, strong, you know, one never thinks of the Dharma, you know? Even when one thinks of the Dharma, you know, yeah, okay, I will do it later, you know? And then come the time when sickness sets in, we start to age, we start to get sick, you know? Oh, then, you know, suddenly you remember something called the Dharma, you know? But by that time, it's really too late. Yeah. What can one do then? Yeah.
어떤 대신에 제가 다른 단위 탕보 예배 갑자 출치고래서 다른 단위 다 루 탕보당 내기 마신바당 루 탕보당 다 경고 마시면 내가 나 다 출치고 그랬으니 이 납치지 송구요래.
So yeah, this is advising us to practice the teachings while we are still healthy and strong in yeah.
어딘데 숨세 다 지나네 다 다 자와 가던 가서 왔다. 다 자와 숨이 나네 갈채쇼 남지 님의 삼바디 임베 배버차고 다 지단 치원냐 봐. 안 치에마다
So the three roots here in cultivating a mindfulness of death, isn't it? The first one is death is certain. The second one is the time of death is uncertain, and the third one is at the time of death, nothing helps. Nothing is of benefit except Dharma. So these are the three roots, yeah. So it is said that the contemplation of the uncertainty of the time of death, the second root, is the most important of the three. So we are advised to work hard at this,
yeah.
Okay, so the third root, the contemplation that at the time of death, nothing helps except for Dharma, yeah, except Dharma. So the three reasons. Number one, our friends will not be of help at the time of our death. Number two, our possessions, our resources will not help. And number three, even our body is of no help at the time of death.
Oh, today, but that tonda that chewy that chewa taught the baby neck up teller that tonda in that pena rangi court tonda mongoji yoba in ayam that round the name to tisa mevare so the chipu to wash. Roa that in the ne that ne kazu yoba in ayam.
So at the time of death, no, when that day finally descends upon us, no, even though you have a huge entourage, no, you have a, you know, many loved ones, no, friends and relatives and what have you, no, we will not be able to bring even one of them, no, with us, yeah.
So, 다 진대 말에 다 진족에 다 치유 님모들아 다 치답 개매 말에 돈다 이디 숨고 말에 치유 님모들이 다 소소 코르당 다 니보 가주 여바 이나 치유 님모 치답 개매 말에 소소 접부 도와시 숨고 말에
So yeah, so come the day when we will come the day when we die. Even if you have many, many friends and relatives and you have a huge entourage, you know, they can't do anything for us. You know. We have to leave all of them behind and we have to go on to the next life alone.
Yeah.
So the second reason is that our possessions or resources will not be of any help at the time of death. You know? So however much money, resources or possessions that you have, you know, even let's say if you happen to own the whole world, come the time of death, no, we have to leave all these behind and you have to go on alone. You cannot even bring $1 along. Not even one small piece of possession, nothing we can bring along, yeah. So as the great Kadamba masters of the past have said, you know, the kings when they die, they leave behind the entire kingdom. And the beggar when the beggar dies, he leaves behind his walking stick, yeah. So I mean, the beggar owns nothing except for that one walking stick, isn't it? That is his only possession, but he has to leave it behind. He cannot even take it along. No? Then you have the king. The king may own a lot of stuff, the whole kingdom, the whole world, but he has to leave everything behind as well. So it doesn't matter who we are, no? We have to leave everything behind. Yeah. So mentioned in the teachings that let's say if you do happen to own, you know, enough food, you know, sustenance, you know, that will keep you alive for 100 years, you know, even if you have that around you, you know, at the time of death, you know, we can't eat everything and die, isn't it? I mean, you have to leave it behind. We have to go with an empty stomach, yeah. Even if we own enough garments and clothing, such that we can wear a new piece of clothes every single minute for the rest of our lives. At the time of our death, we have to go, leaving all this behind. We have to go naked, isn't it? Yeah.
But yes, Singapore is different. In our tradition, is when you die, so they don't put the clothes, you know. Even their clothes, they must take out, you know, because when you put in the pyre, so your clothes are difficult to burn, you know. We don't have this electric. And the machine and put inside, not like that. We have to put the wood, put the body there. So you have something, wrap up cloth, then very difficult to burn the body. So that's why when you die, they must take out, even the cloth they will take out. Not the burn, then that's easy to burn. So I think many teaching describing that, you know. So here Singapore is different. When die, they dress better than their lifetime. Uh-huh. you know, the makeup, the wash, even some this diamond put inside the mouth, you know. So. In lifetime, you don't put diamond in mouth, yeah.
Otoxine, that on that in the shot, Tinema, Anishikasa, or that Rangi Luigi and Mifembas, that Tana Shi in your mood, that Katu in a that Katu in a that cola that Tato Chide, that was a Katu Jabber Sunday, Ludia, that Chi in your mood, that Pendo came about, and Sosinum the Chiremab, Ludisha and Dresse, that Namshi Chipu, Chicken part of the dog as soon as you.
The third reason, even our body is of no help to us at the time of death. Our body is something that we cherish so much and we spend so much time and effort to look after, isn't it? Yeah. But come the time of death, even this body of ours has to be left here and then we move on to the next destination.
Chut, and it that pembe chivin yakabla, that rang of Namshed and Yam the Pantom at the Caresano, that churches, that the day, that chuck on a chickles, that on that in the Tauschi Chiquash Tamat.
So, yeah, our friends and loved ones is of no use to us at the time of death, neither will our wealth be of any use, even this body of ours has to be left behind. That being the case, you know, what will actually help us at the time of our death? No? What is it that will we will bring along with us, and what is it that can benefit the mind? Yeah. It is only the Dharma. Yeah. So, yeah.
What did the shot that on that? Ni did the shot that on that? Namshin on that? Chua, Rang Chua, Mitaba Gomba said that on that. Tao Sum, Jinzengu, Tao Chua Sum, Sena, what did they see? Or what is that? Ni Kwe, Anishi, that?
So in short, this is the way to be mindful of our death and impermanence. Yeah, and then we contemplate by ways of the three roots, the nine reasons, and the three decisions. Yeah, okay, isn't it? Yeah. So there are three roots. Each of the three roots have three reasons. And then at the end of contemplating each root, you also have one decision. So therefore, you have three decisions at the end. Yeah. So by coming to class and by doing your reading, so at the end of this is, at least you should have a rough idea how to cultivate a mindfulness of death and impermanence. Yeah.
Okay, you have to remember these points.
So, we will do a medicine Buddha Puja now. Because we just got news today that Lama Lundrup's condition has taken for the worse, yeah. So we dedicate this puja for him, and for him to be free of the sickness, and also we should pray as well. to for Namazupa Rinpoche is a long life and good health, and for Rinpoche as well to recover as quickly as possible from his sickness and stroke. Yeah.
我读书，做做到没了，没了，学个大一点，听得嘞，做到没了，这些对，他学的多少呢？这些教了，这些啥？他要了，对吧？我听得他，皮鞋，俺那些他，做的不嘞，把他们，罗他，听得要了，对吧？切，我听得的呢，他做啥？就像用过了，听得教我的，他，把这些事情呢，我是这样。
So the medicine Buddha puja, the medicine Buddha ritual, essentially making a prayers to the seven Tathagatas, yeah, the seven medicine Buddhas. So if you add Shakyamuni Buddha, you have the eight Tathagatas or the eight Buddhas. Yeah, okay. So, essentially, it is a practice involving offering. Each of the eight Buddhas, the seven limb practice, and then at the end you make a request. Yeah. Okay. So this is what the medicine Buddha puja yeah, is. So please, so we should. So in this practice, the in this ritual, the practice of accumulating merit and purification is there. So whatever virtue, merit we may accumulate from this practice, and we dedicate it for. The long lives and good health of our teachers, yeah. And then if those of them who are not well, who are sick, then we dedicate this as a course for them to recover. Okay. So on page 102.